9-11 here on KGGF, and it is time for another Ask the Expert segment. On the line, we have Keith Boma from Sun Group. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great this morning. How are you, James?
Oh, not too bad. I'm not happy, though, about this return to winter, though. I mean, it seems like we're going to be in the teens again tonight. It's like, what the heck?
I know. Same here. I'm not happy either, but hopefully this will be the last little cold snap, and hopefully we'll just get into that warm spring weather, I hope.
Yeah, I'm all for it, and you know, that warm spring weather is great for auctions, and what do we have coming up?
Yep, okay, so we're April the 20th. We're going to be auctioning over 3,000 acres of farm and ranch and recreational land. These properties are both in Elk and Montgomery counties. The Elk River runs through several of these properties, so there's lots of good river bottom farm ground and also some good grazing pastures as well. We will be selling this property in 10 different tracts of land, and later I plan on going into those different tracts and talking a little bit about those individually. Let's see, as far as personal property auctions, April the 26th, second will be the next personal property auction. We'll have some tractors, some hay equipment, be some grain trucks, dump trucks. There's stock trailers and just other farm-related equipment that will be in there. So be looking for those sale bills to come out here soon. We haven't got them out yet, but we'll be getting that out before long as that comes a little closer, and we've got some good equipment in that one, so that'll be one to pay attention to. You know, I mean, like I said, there's hay equipment, round balers, and there's a disc mower, John Deere tractors, John Deere balers, or round balers of John Deere. So good stuff, and definitely keep your eye out for that one. Let's see, I've been mentioning about the two houses I have for sale in Toronto. Of course, one of those is pending now, but we still have the other one. So I'm looking for something up there by that Toronto lake. Let me know. This is in the town of Toronto, but as you know, the lake ain't but just probably about a mile from there. So it'd make a great place to either live or just a place to stay and be close to the lake. So let's see, upcoming too, Vicky Sakonic with Wildlife Fish and Game is going to be on here with us on April the 28th. She's going to be talking about burning and some of the benefits that that has to wildlife and the effects it has on wildlife, and some of the benefits it has to your property, and how that relates back to property values. So she'll be on here with us here soon, and we'll be going over that. So, anyways, that's kind of what we got upcoming, and so I'm going to talk again about some of the tracks that we have up for sale in this upcoming auction, and I'm going to start here with track one, and so how we're going to do this, just so everybody knows, we're going to sell the tracks one through five, and this is the Montgomery County properties. And we'll offer these tracks individually. And then once we get over into Elk County, that leaves us with tracks 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. These will be offered by the acre, but with the winning bidder choosing one or multiple tracks. So it'll be a little bit different than Montgomery County property as we sell those individually, but this one you can choose either one or, again, several different tracks, just depending. So kind of the same thing, but you just have the option to take more than one is what we're going to do. Earnest money, 10% of the total purchase price will be due on the day of the auction. Of course, we'll do title evidence and all that. And if you have any more questions about more of the finer details of that, let me know. I won't get into all those details, but we will go over those the day of the auction. Or if someone has questions, again, just give me a call, and I'd be happy to let you know what's going on or send you some information, whatever you need. So So anyways, we'll get to track one. Track one is going to be 242 acres. It's an unimproved farmland and mixed crops, cropland, pasture, hay meadow. And track one also has two gas wells that's on that property as well. It looks like I've got 214 acres of crop ground, 13 acres of hay meadows on it, and soils are mostly class three. This is a good productive crop ground right there, and again, I've got two gas wells on there that are active. As track two, that's got 314 plus minus acres of unimproved land consisting of 184 acres of mostly level crop ground. There's 7.5 acres of hay meadow, 122 acres of pasture, and soils, again, mostly class three. There's good fences. There's pond water on that. On that track as well, there's also two active gas wells on there. Let's see, getting into track three, it's 210 acres, and it's got 209 acres of unimproved land consisting of 62 acres of mostly level crop ground, 12 acres of hay meadows on that, 136 acres of pasture and timber. Soils, again, are mostly class three. This is a nice mixed used track of good water. There's good fences, several wooded areas, providing outstanding wildlife habitat on it. Going into track four, and remember, these are all in the Montgomery County area, these first five tracks that I'm mentioning right now. And actually, they're not far from the lake. I think about all of the tracks are a mile and a half, 2 miles probably from the lake, to give you kind of an idea of where they're located. This would be track number four, and it's got 530 plus minus acres. Again, it's in improved farm consisting of farmstead with a single-family dwelling. So this one's got a house on it, shop building. There's some grain bins. There's even truck scales that's on this one. The land consists of 250 acres of mostly level crop ground, 265 acres of pasture, and hay meadows of 10 acres right there at the farm site. Soils, again, on that's mostly class three. And so, again, this one's kind of a unique track. And there's the house on there. If someone's interested in it, it's got the 1.5-story house that's in a nice shop. The shop's really nice. It's a great big shop. It's one of those big Quonset buildings. It's a 48 by 160. So, again, this one's a little bit more unique. It's got improvements on it, and it's located in a great spot. And all these tracks that I'm mentioning, these first five tracks, are all on blacktop roads. So they're really accessible. And so anyways, we'll get into track number five. It's 354 plus minus acres of unimproved land consisting of 18 acres of mostly level crop ground, 36 acres of hay meadow, and 300 acres of pasture and timber. The soils are mostly class three. This is a nice mix of used tracts of good waters and fences and several wooded areas providing outstanding wildlife and habitat. This track has the Elk River frontage. And again, that's also one of those tracks that's got paved frontage in front of it. So again, easy to access. So jumping right into track number six, it's 424 acres of unimproved land consisting of 371 acres of the Elk River bottom crop ground and with 53 acres of the Elk River and timber. Soils are of class two, and Highway 160 divides this into two tracks, providing excellent paved frontage. Again, Elk River, forms the south boundary for most part. It provides hardwood timber and water, which is very beneficial for wildlife. And I've been out there, and there's plenty of wildlife out there. That's a really good place to hunt. And then we'll go into track 7. Track 7 is a smaller track of land. It's 22 acres plus minus 22 acres of unimproved land, and this consists of 16 acres of river bottom crop ground, 6 acres of timber. The crop soils, again, are class 2. This is a little smaller track. This is kind of by the Oak Valley area. And again, it's right off of Highway 160. Track 8, we've got 376 plus minus acres of unimproved ground with approximately 337 acres of excellent quality river bottom crop ground. Soils are nearly 85%. This is real good farmland here. And another thing, too, if someone wants some information or if you want to get on our website to look at some of these soil maps, you can do that. So don't forget, we got all that on there. So getting into track 9, this is just right over there by the Longton area. This is 320 acres of improved and approximately 225 acres of excellent quality tillable Elk River bottom crop ground. So, again, another really, really good farmland. This has also got some improvements on it as well. There's a 40 by 100 open front machine shed that comes with it. And then there's also a really unique barn. It's a really big barn that sits on this property as well, as long as a few metal pins that are up there around it, too. So, that does have some improvements on it, the barn's really unique. It really is. Also, track 10, it's got 218 acres. This land consists of approximately 169 acres of very productive river bottom crop ground with approximately 49 acres of timber, and it's got the Elk River on it again. Again, just a lot of farmland that's going to be in there, some pasture as well. I'm telling you, this is, if you're looking for farmland, this is it, because you don't get this many opportunities to buy this good of farmland and this amount of farmland. So certainly if you're looking to expand your operation, be looking at this, because again, you don't get the opportunity to get some of that good river bottom land and the amount of it. So again, if you want any more information, you can call me. My cell phone number is 316-680-5131. Also, you can come by our office here in Fredonia. It's 431 North 6th Street in Fredonia. That's just downtown on the square. You can pop in. We've got some information we can give you or answer any questions, whatever you need. Also, the El Dorado office, if you're closer to that direction, feel free to stop in there. The phone number up there is 316-321-6100. So just let me know if you have any questions about any of the properties and the upcoming sales that we're going to be having. I'd be happy to answer any questions. If you're thinking about auction, like you were mentioning earlier, we're getting in that auction season. It's getting nice out. Springtime's coming. Even though we're going to have a kind of a chilly weekend, it's all something to be thinking of, and we do have some openings looking here into springtime. Also, we have some openings this summer, so just give us a call. We'd be happy to come out and take a look at what you got, let you know what we can do to help you out.
All right, Mr. Keith. And yeah, you were talking about some of those shops and that sort of thing. And we don't see, it doesn't seem like there are as many Kwanzaa huts built anymore, but those are so practical and they can make such a great shop. I mean, you can oftentimes get some pretty large vehicles in those as well, depending on the size. So I think a lot of those properties sound pretty attractive.
Yeah, they are. There's, like I said, there's a lot of good stuff there. The farmland, we just got lots of it. It's good stuff, you know. It's all good cropland with good soils and all that. Again, check it out. And I was mentioning earlier, get on our website if you want to. You can just get on sungrouprealestate.com. Go up there to upcoming auctions. When you scroll down, you're going to see what I'm talking about. You'll see this upcoming auction. You can go into each individual track, and then it'll tell you all about it. It'll tell you the soil types. We'll have maps on there, soil maps. All of that is on there. So if you need any more information, legal descriptions, I mean, it's all there. So there's tons of information on the website. But if you're one of those that don't like to get on websites, just give me a call. I'll get you the information you need. But if you do, there's a lot of good stuff on there. So.
Excellent. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming on and letting us know about all these auctions as always. And sounds like we got a lot of good stuff coming down the pike.
We sure do. And I look forward to getting with everyone next week.
Okay. Well, Mr. Keith Beaumont, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All righty. That is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group here on the Mighty 690. And of course, we appreciate them, you know, Keith calling in and letting us know about all the things going on. And again, you definitely stop by the office there in Fredonia, or of course, his number, as he said, 316-680-5131. Again, 316-680-5131. A great opportunity for you if you're looking at real estate, appraisals, auctions, all that sort of thing. They are the experts. So we will get to open line here in just a few moments on the Mighty 690 KGGF.